It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Good point, Matt Patricia.
Oh, quarterbacks don't play defense. See Drake May make a tackle last week? What are you talking about? He had a great play. One of the best tackles on the Patriots' whole team last
week.
Some
random guy, 100 points in his fantasy league.
Not bad. Not bad.
Just those three bozos.
Yeah, that is a tough listen.
Patricia, Lombardi, Bill. Bill.
No, you're right. No, you're right. No, you're right. You're right. No, you're right. We all
think
the exact same thing all the time.
Bill can't even bring himself to say anything about Drake May, just that quarterbacks don't play defense. That's all he said. That's all he said.
So that just reeks of Bill hasn't learned anything about the quarterbacks. He had 5 years or 4 years without Brady. They all, for the most part, went right into the crapper. And you know, if he comes back to coach, he's going to blow out whatever quarterback's there and try to win with some scrub. That's not how it works. Matt Patricia, yeah, that's what I need. Matt Patricia talking about the quarterbacks. The quarterback guru, Matt Patricia, breaking it down.
And he didn't even. He just goes, I don't think Brady and Peyton played against each other.
Is that right?
Yeah, well.
They never run up against each other?
But didn't they kind of?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so the quarterback on the other side definitely matters for the quarterback
on
offense.
So they're suggesting that the quarterbacks aren't that important?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's about the defense.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay. Brady, you don't think Brady was aware of Peyton on the other side and he didn't play the game differently with the quarterback on the other side?
I know Mahomes gets a lot of attention, Jones, but it's really all about that, honey badger on defense.
I mean, the insight on that podcast is just very, very, very strong.
They
check it out every week on Underdog. Bill and his cronies.
They're Mike Lombardi. Bill, why don't you answer first just so we know how we feel?
And Matt Patricia. That's true.
Like, Matt, what do you think? No, Bill.
The floor is yours, Bill.
You go, Bill, we will certainly jump in right after you.
You're right, Bill. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff, Bill.
It's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get to Would You Rather on a Wednesday coming up 15 minutes from now. So stay tuned for it. 617-779-7937, your number to jump in. We discussed the wide receiver trades in the division. We discussed where you would take Drake May compared to the other AFC quarterbacks.
Maybe higher than you think.
Good idea by Tomasi. Yep. I like that one.
Got
plus, baseball dead in this city. How do we know? The Yankees have a 2-0 lead in the ALCS, 2 games away from the World Series, and nobody cares. We'll get to Brady and his potential, now official ownership stake in the Vegas Raiders. That's later on this hour in Misleading. When it comes to Bill Belichick, I just like him punting on even discussing Drake May there.
Yeah.
When it comes to Bill, do you see him as a potential fit in Jacksonville, since that's who the Patriots are playing this weekend? I think it's interesting timing for both Bill Belichick and Mac Jones, who we'll get to. Could you see Bill coaching the Jaguars?
Yes.
You could?
Yes.
Why?
I could. So I thought he might coach the Jets, and that pretty much squashed that. So the Jets are out. I think the Jaguars, because I thought, in my mind, as soon as he was fired by Robert, I thought, all right, maybe he goes to the Cowboys. Maybe they make a switch. Maybe the Eagles make a switch or the Bills make a switch. None of them did. The one interview he took was the Atlanta Falcons. Not exactly the greatest franchise in team sports. But what we thought, and what ended up being not true, is that Arthur Blank might give him full control. But in reality, Arthur Blank ended up listening to the other guys that are already on his staff, and they were like, we're not going to do it that way. I feel like Shad Khan and the Jacksonville Jaguars might say, you know what? We've tried a few different coaches. We've tried a few different approaches. Hell, we tried Urban Meyer. That's how desperate we are down here. Bill, we'll bring you in. You'll bring in all your Super Bowl rings. You can go ahead and bring in all your buddies. Like, that's fine. We'll turn the whole thing over to you. Bill might like that part of it. If he was willing to interview and even take the Atlanta Falcons job, I think he would take the Jacksonville Jaguars job.
Okay, so I think Jacksonville is becoming more and more likely for Bill Belichick, because I agree with you. They're a job that can give him two things that he really wants, maybe even three things he really wants. Money and power and the ability to bring along what you just said, that whole podcast, they can all be employed by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
They're all the staff. You all wear a little Jaguars hat. You got to go to a couple AEW events, too. That's part of it.
No, it's true. You got to show up at some of those Tony Khan wrestling events.
You're going to have to wrestle John Moxley at some point, but other than that.
But, you know, the idea that Bill could bring all his buddies and they're all on the payroll, I guess that goes back to his power. Power and money.
Yeah.
Those are the two things that Jacksonville can offer
him. Money and power.
But like that's
two of my favorite.
Don't you think that's important to Bill?
Yes.
Like Dallas isn't going to give him either one. Dallas gives him like the best roster. Dallas will not give him power or money. I think we're learning that with Jerry Jones
right now.
The other
thing is, I thought he would have multiple options last year. He didn't. He had one. I think for some reason he's going to have multiple options at the end of this year. He might not.
But
the reality might be Jacksonville. Maybe it's take it or leave it.
This is the real reason why I think Jacksonville's really in play.
Yeah.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Leave them open. I do. I leave the Dallas Cowboys open. Mike McCarthy's not back.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
Because of Bill or because of Jerry? Who says no to that?
I don't think Jerry's going to offer it because he's not going to pay Bill what Bill wants, and he's not going to give Bill the power. Jerry's still going to be in charge of the roster.
So, but Bill might
and
have
Bill,
to.
And Bill doesn't want that nonsense. Bill doesn't want the Jerry Jones nonsense of, really the radio interview probably bothers him less, but Bill doesn't want to be second-guessed by his boss in the media.
What if that is the only option he has? Let's put Jacksonville to the side. Maybe Jacksonville goes rogue, or maybe just hire Vrabel or whatever. So if that's not an option, and it's, hey, you can be here and just be the coach.
I don't think Bill says no to any offers, but again, I don't think it gets offered. But if it did, I guess Bill would take it.
I do think he could be offered it, and I think he could, in a situation like that. So if he goes to Jacksonville, mm-hmm. who will be coming off 2-3 wins, I think he could demand control, and you could argue whether that's the right or the wrong move, probably the wrong move, but I think he could get it, and it would be more justified. If he goes and takes over a 9 or a 10-win team that loses a tough playoff game, I think the team could kind of dig in and be like, no, we just need you to coach. And I think he might reluctantly say, all right, you got to pay me. You got to pay me like I'm doing both, but fine, I won't be the GM this time around. I think he would do that because it's only going to be a couple years.
Yeah, Philly might pay him.
Yeah,
but he's not going to have the power there, so maybe that's the fit for you.
Yes.
I don't think Dallas will give him either. I don't think they're going to pay him. I don't think he can bring all his cronies with him.
What does McCarthy get? Do we know that? Is he one of the higher paid coaches, or is he not?
I don't believe so, but I don't know. And I don't think Jerry's going to make Bill one of the highest paid coaches. And I think there's a reflection in his payroll. I think there's a reflection in how he never fires coaches because he don't want to pay two of them.
Wow, according to this, Mike McCarthy gets $4 million, which is tied for 17th.
Okay, that's a lot lower than I would have guessed.
That's according to this front office sports.
Okay.
Wow.
I don't think Jerry Jones pays. He doesn't. And I don't know about Philly and the payroll, but they're not going to give him the power.
Sirianni apparently gets $5 million, which is tied for 12th.
Okay, so maybe they won't pay either. But he's definitely not going to have roster control with Howie Roseman. I think he likes Howie Roseman and has a good relationship. He's not going to have power there. Jacksonville, he could have both. And Jacksonville might be the only option for him at the end of the day, which is why I think Jacksonville's really in play.
Peterson's getting $8.5 million. So Doug Peterson right now in Jacksonville gets paid more than both Sirianni and McCarthy.
Keith, I'm sure they paid Urban Meyer.
I
think they're still paying Urban Meyer.
I was going to say they
I think Jacksonville's going to pay him.
So there you go. So Jacksonville would probably be an opportunity for him.
This is why I think A, it's realistic because it's realistic they would offer it to him.
Yeah.
B, they're going to pay him. C, they're going to give him power. Jacksonville to me, and I initially was dismissive, Jacksonville to me feels like the team.
They're going to fire Peterson this Sunday if the Patriots win.
If the Patriots win.
It'll be another London casualty.
Nick, you plunked down money line on the Pats, right?
I did.
Okay.
+190.
You didn't go all in again, did you?
No.
Okay. You didn't empty the account?
This time.
Okay.
Just a
sprinkling.
Couple hams?
Not an all in. Yeah.
One ham.
One ham. That's plus money, though.
Yeah, plus money. Nice.
Plus money for a ham.
Yeah.
You get a couple hams back. That's not bad.
It's a good trade. Working my way towards a PS5.
I love it.
One ham for two hams. Yeah, it's going to be a while for PS5s at that rate. But yeah, chip away.
That's how I got my PS5. Yeah. I put $1 a day aside for 500 days.
Smart.
Next thing you know, I had enough for one PS5.
Next thing you know, it's almost 2 years later.
You could finally get one.
Yeah, right. And then I just kept staring at that money, and none of them were available online. And then I forgot about the money. Spent it on something else.
I think Jacksonville, it's interesting timing. Because
it is.
I think Bill makes a lot of sense, and I think we're real close. Real close. To
maybe,
Mac Jones and Jacksonville.
Yeah. All right, so if Bill takes over.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Does either Trevor Lawrence or Mac Jones take a snap for him?
Maybe Trevor Lawrence, definitely not Mac.
No, God, no, not Mac Jones. But I don't even think Trevor Lawrence. Now, they have a whole contract thing. They got to figure that out. Maybe they do one of those, like, Brock Osweiler trades.
Bill would love to do something like that.
He would blow both. Who would he bring in, though? Garoppolo? Is Garoppolo still got an
arm? Good question. I don't know who he would bring in.
Who would Bill's guy be in 2025?
Jimmy G still suspended?
Oh, that's right. He should be coming for something
back from the suspension soon-ish.
What'd he do?
I thought it was PEDs.
Oh, the bad boy. Well,
bad boy Jimmy G.
What's he doing PEDs for?
I don't know.
That guy.
Well, when he got taken out of the game against Patriots in an ambulance at halftime.
He's trying to up his bench press?
Yeah, maybe.
It doesn't strike me as a big bench press guy. But
so, I look, I'm with you. I don't know that Bill would have
either
of those quarterbacks.
He's going to blow those quarterbacks. It's a bad roster there, too.
But so, Mac Jones might get on the field for Jacksonville this year. Very possible. He's been on the field. He might be like their starting quarterback is what I mean.
Yeah.
Do you think Mac Jones ever truly gets a second chance as a starting quarterback in the league?
So you can't say never. Like that, my first instinct is never. But look at all these guys. There's never, even though every year five or six guys come into the league and you're like, oh, they might be starters, they might be good. And yet every year we're like, I think there's like 15 good ones. Like you're like, you know, good to great. Like right. There's never 32 really good ones ever.
We were just doing it. We crossed off like the whole NFC,
yes.
Basically. Yeah.
Yes. And so like if Drake May with a straight face is already better than more than half of the AFC, then maybe Mac Jones does. Because if you had asked me 5 years ago, hey, is Geno Smith going to be a starter? I'd be like, no.
Yeah, right.
Or Tannehill or...
Keith, if we asked you like 3 years ago, Baker Mayfield, is he ever going to...
I would have said yes.
Okay, last offseason...
That's my guy.
We talked a ton about when Mac Jones is starting quarterback going into the Bill O'Brien year. We talked a ton that offseason whether or not the Patriots should bring in Baker Mayfield on like a flyer contract to compete with Mac Jones. Like 2 years ago, if you asked Baker Mayfield, we would have said no. I would have said no.
So my guess is Mac Jones won't be a team's planned starter going into a season, but either the rookie that he's on the team with plays really poorly and he goes in, or he's not ready, right? Like Jacoby Brissett was the starter this year for 5 weeks. So Mac Jones will probably be a starter somewhere else. He's not very good. He doesn't do anything at like an elite level, but he's probably competent enough to stay in the league. And if you stay in the league, opportunities pop up for you. Like the number of guys, last year, did they set a record? It was like 70 quarterbacks start a game.
Yeah.
Some crazy number like that. So my guess is next offseason, especially if Bill goes to Jacksonville, Mac Jones gets blown out of there. But maybe he goes and he's on the same team as Carson Beck or Quinn Ewers and he starts over him until he doesn't.
Right.
Or like, you know, Joe Flacco obviously had a much better career, but just look at the way he's kind of gotten into these games the last couple of seasons where you're like, that wasn't the plan, but here he is for 5 weeks. So I think he's probably just at that level where he stays in the league because even though almost everybody unanimously thinks he's a bad quarterback, look up the list of backup quarterbacks in the NFL. Like just the two deep, forget the three deep, just the backup quarterbacks in the NFL are almost all people you've never heard of or like, God, you'd never want that player playing. So I think he'll be in the league, and so he'll probably get some starts.
So it's interesting timing again. Patriots and Jacksonville Jaguars this weekend in London. Bill Belichick, a potential, I think, higher in Jacksonville. It makes a lot of sense. Like, the more you really talk it out, the more you see how much of a disaster they are, the more they might have to completely start over and, like, blow out the quarterback. That might be a really good fit.
It's crazy.
For Bill Belichick, and he may not have options.
Doug Peterson, and watching Jacksonville last week against Chicago, you can't help but think, Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl.
Well,
he beat Bill Belichick in a Super
Bowl.
It's
true.
With Nick Foles.
But he did the same thing that happened in Philly is happening again in Jacksonville. Like, Doug Peterson came in, they were good right away, and then it just drops off a cliff. Like, that happened with him early on in Philadelphia. So it's a pattern with that guy. It makes sense for Bill in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Will Mac Jones ever get a second crack at it? Does he deserve a second crack as a starting quarterback in the NFL? We see guys like, as you said, Geno Smith and Sam Darnold and names like this.
Yeah,
even Baker Mayfield.
Yep.
You see these guys emerging. Is Mac Jones going to get a second crack at it? Jacksonville or anywhere else?
I mean, he might start if
you could see him in the game this weekend.
You've already seen him twice,
mm-hmm.
and he's been horrible, right? Like, I think if he showed a little bit more, then it might be more of a
sense
of,
he was really
like, hey,
bad when he got into the Buffalo game. He didn't do much.
He didn't actually didn't do much. So it was kind of a non-issue. But the week before that, he threw, like, a pick, right? Or was it a fumble?
He
turned it over, whatever it was, right away.
Yeah, I forget which one.
Might have been a fumble
and he almost
score
threw a pick,
or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And so, yeah, like, he's not, like, exactly kicking down the door to take over for Trevor Lawrence, but I would think those are the next two guys. Like, the most likely head coach fired now is Doug Peterson, and the most likely quarterback to get benched after we've already had three or four of them is Trevor Lawrence. And that's another whole side story. He was one of the slam dunk surefire number one picks in the last 30 years in the NFL draft. And he's been like just good enough, but now he kind of sucks. You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
Now, I don't think he has like the same like mental blocks, but Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons was the number one pick in the draft.
Interesting.
Was actually good. Like, he's now become like a joke, but he was all NBA. He made a couple all-star teams, got paid, and then immediately sucked. And it was like, you can't even play him. Broken both physically and mentally. And now Trevor Lawrence was like just good enough. He won a division, got paid.
He won a playoff game.
Won a playoff game.
We talked about it. He went head-to-head with Herbert.
31-30. But now you're like, I don't want this guy. Like, real quick, like, the guy's barely been in the league. And you're like, oh, no, I don't want Trevor Lawrence. Because I gave him all the excuses in the world. His first year, he was bad. But I didn't think he was broken. I think he played for Urban Meyer. He had no chance. And then the very next year, he went from 12 touchdowns, 17 picks as a rookie to 25-8 as a second-year player.
And again, as a 10-win team and getting to the playoffs and winning, and you felt like the arrow was really pointing up, I agree.
He was great his second year and then got worse last year, and now is like kind of similar to what he was here before.
Even last year, I was willing to give him a little bit of an out.
He's okay.
He's hurt. Like, I think I gave him big marks because he played. I forgot what the injury was. But he played through injury last year. And so I go, okay, he showed a little toughness. He wasn't quite right. He was out there. I give him credit. I think he missed like 1 week, and he was hurt. So I gave him credit for that, or at least I gave him benefit of the doubt, maybe is the better way to put it. But the way he's played this year, Keith, you saw the highlights earlier. I forget which game it was. It might have been that Buffalo game, too, where it looked like, you know, you say they like tap the B button. He does like the spin move, away from pressure, and you're like,
look at this.
What is he seeing out there? Like, what is going on with
ghosts.
Him? And so, yeah, you could see another opportunity for Mac Jones real quickly. It does go back to that quarterback class like we were talking about. That Trevor Lawrence class.
Mike O'Dowd is one of the worst ever.
I mean, it probably is going down as one of the worst. Who do you plant your flag on?
So none of them are good. Justin Fields is currently 4-2 with Pittsburgh. He's not playing great.
And if he's the best, I like Fields more than most. If he's the best quarterback in your class, what is that?
Was Brock Purdy in that class? I was going to say, like, we talk about the first rounders, but you might have to dig deeper.
Purdy might have been a seventh rounder that year.
Who else do you have? Because that class is so bad. Two of them are with Jacksonville right now. So here you go. You have Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, already a bust. Trey Lance, already a bust. Mm-hmm. Justin Fields playing, but might get benched. Mac Jones, bust. Kyle Trask, never see him. Kellen Mond, bust. Davis Mills,
long neck.
Useless. Huge neck on that guy.
Just leads the league in neck. You go to his football reference page.
Neck?
You're like, man, why is his neck just highlighted in black? He leads the league in neck.
Merton Hanks, retired. Neck Hall of Fame. Merton Hanks.
True. Yeah.
Davis Mills and the Toys R Us mascot.
Jeffrey the Draft.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously, Jeffrey.
Yeah, nailed it.
He always had good sales.
Yeah.
Ian Book. He was here for a hot second.
He was.
And then Sam Ellinger. Those were the drafted guys. So it wasn't even Brock Purdy.
So
Brock Purdy
I think
was the next year.
Okay.
So that is...
That's bad.
The worst quarterback class ever.
But this is the point about, and this is another reason to feel good about Drake May, and we said this earlier in the show, and Trevor Lawrence and that class will tell you, I think the Patriots got a quarterback in the right class. You look at Shador next year, Carson Beck next year, some of these other guys, like that doesn't feel like as strong of a class as Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. Even further down the list, Michael Penix.
The Rattler.
This feels like a very strong quarterback class. Yeah. And the Patriots, I think, got the QB in the right year. And so that's another reason to feel good about where things are heading, because Jacksonville probably thought they were getting a great quarterback in a really good class. Wrong.
Good text in. We're talking about Bill Belichick maybe coaching the Jaguars next year. He just thinks with the players, kind of the untouchable soft players in the league, do you think just point blank, anywhere will Bill coach again? Like, would his coaching be
successful? Well, okay. Will Bill be successful is a whole separate question of whether or not he'll get another job.
Well, no, it's true, because it's not like...
Is Bill going to be successful? My answer is no. I don't think so.
I would say no.
But that doesn't mean he won't get a job. I don't think he's going to get a job. I don't think he's going to get an offer. But
he's not interviewing with Trevor Lawrence. He'd be interviewing with Shad Khan.
But like, whether or not he's successful is a whole separate debate. I don't think he'll be successful.
Yeah. But I wonder if
he doesn't have Tom Brady, I don't think he'll be successful.
Tom Brady was a pretty big factor in this. But I think one of the reasons last year, the 8 jobs that were open, 7 not counting the Patriots, he got one interview. I think those other teams were probably thinking the same thing. They're like, all right, how is this guy with young quarterbacks? How is he with young players?
Do you think Atlanta regrets it?
No.
Me neither.
Oh, God, no. I think they're happy with Morris.
I think Atlanta feels pretty good about choosing Raheem Morris over Bill Belichick.
And Morris brought Zach Robinson with him. He didn't bring, you know, Bebop and Rocksteady with him.
It's true. 617-779-7937. We'll get to Brady, now officially a part owner of the Vegas Raiders. Does that upset you at all? As a Patriots fan, should Robert Kraft have reached out? Did he reach out? And did Brady say no? We'll get to all of that in Misleading. We'll revisit an interesting take, I thought, from the Greg Hill Show this morning. And on the way next, it's a Wednesday, which means it's a Would You Rather Wednesday right after.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Trending with Billy Lane.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Would You Rather Wednesday? We'll get to it momentarily. We'll also get to Tom Brady and his ownership stake in the Vegas Raiders coming up in Misleading. Call it 15 minutes from now. That was Gerard Mayo on Monday discussing Jalen Polk. Has to get over a mental hump. Gerard Mayo speaking now at the podium. He said, Keefe, and maybe Polk is part of this, there will be changes this week personnel-wise. Now, he was talking more about the penalties that have piled up over the last couple of weeks. So maybe he was talking more on defense. Maybe he was talking somewhat on special teams, the opening kick last week. But you have to wonder if Jalen Polk is part of that. And, you know, Gerard Mayo should do this. I just feel like it's a little late to be sending this strong. Like, we were asking DeMarcus Covington, Patriots defensive coordinator, about this last week on the show. Is there a line where if a player keeps getting repeated penalties, you have to send a message by taking him out of the game? I know it's not really up to him, but he effectively said, no, we need our best guys out there.
he's like, we don't have a lot of talent. Yeah. So if the couple talented guys are committing penalties, or in the case of Stevenson fumbling, we're still going to play him.
That's perfect. This kind of feels like the Stevenson thing. It's like
a week later.
You're a little too late on this one, Gerard. Yeah. And that goes back to him. I know he's a first-year head coach, but that goes back to like his instincts and whether or not he fully gets it, because he feels to me like he's probably being told to do it. He's not doing it on his own. He's probably being told to do it.
No, it's reactionary is what it feels like. It's not in the moment how he feels about coaching. And, you know, part of it, too, is with them, they're like, you're 1-5. You've lost 5 games in a row. You need to make some changes and, you know, whatever you can do. But I don't know where that even starts and stops. So, like the offensive line, for example, you're basically just playing the 5 healthiest bodies. Like, that's kind of what you're doing there. And then defensively, like, there already is a bit of a rotation. Yeah. You had guys coming back from injury. You've lost guys due to injury, that kind of thing. But, yeah, you would think there'd be a little bit more, you know, not all penalties are the same, right? Like, some are just stupid mental mistakes. Like, those guys need to be taken out of the game.
Text line says he's talking about the O-line setup.
I think it's just the best guys they got.
Yeah, I don't think he's talking about the O-line at all. How can you send a message to anybody on the O-line? You've had a different O-line every single week, so he wouldn't be talking about it. Changes every week personnel-wise.
No, it's probably more defense, because the defense, I mean, we talked about it a lot on Monday, but they've been kind of flying under the radar with how bad they are, because we've been so obsessed with the quarterback and, you know, whether it was Brissett's time, Drake May's time, everything else. They gave up 41 points. And I know there's some short fields in there, right? So it's not all on them. But they can't tackle. They can't stop the run when they need to stop the run. There's been some must-stops earlier in the season, like against Seattle, and they couldn't do it. So the defense has really struggled, and part of it has been stupid penalties that they've committed. Like, they can't be making it any more difficult on themselves than they already are.
No. So that was Mayo. Maybe he's talking about Polk. Maybe he's talking about the defense. Maybe the text line's
And
it's the O-line.
How many snaps do you think Polk gets on Sunday? I think very few.
Yeah. 20%. You know, I don't think Bourne's back for
seven.
I don't think Bourne's back for a full complement of snaps. I think they're still working him in. But
yeah, but I mean, still Pop and Booty are getting way more. And then do any of the other guys, do they finally make a change with Baker? I guess that probably depends on practice time. Does Tyquan Thornton? Tyquan Thornton's motivated.
No.
He tweeted the thing. What are you talking about? You had the Michael Jordan meme.
I'm saying 20%.
I'll say under.
Okay.
I'll say under for Polk.
All right. We'll revisit that on Monday.
Yes,
meanwhile, it's a Wednesday, which means it's a Would You Rather Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe. What do we have this week, Billy?
What's up, boys? Would you rather the Jaguars play all their games in Jacksonville or move permanently to London?
Seems like they've been kind of flirting with this. They've been like the de facto London team forever.
Yeah, they've been there all week.
They've had back-to-back London games, which is outrageous. But I can't really put my finger on why, but I despise the international games.
Okay.
I hate it. Maybe it makes me sound like just like some
ugly American.
Ugly American.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate the idea. Not that Jacksonville is this booming, amazing city or metropolis. I'm not saying that. I'm not even married to Jacksonville, but at least it's in the United States of America. Damn.
Yeah.
I hate the London game. I hate
thought
the fact
this was America.
I hate that they play multiple games over there.
National
I don't.
National football.
Yeah.
That's not the IFL.
No, it's not.
No.
NFL Europe, I didn't care for it. Rain Fire, Frankfurt Galaxy, I didn't care for
Alex Van Pelt got his start. What are you talking about?
Was he with Kurt Warner? I wonder who his guy was.
I forget. The Frankfurt Galaxy?
No, Warner wasn't there then. Yeah. Warner was there way before. But anyway, no, I would rather them just stay here in Jacksonville. I hate the London games.
Yeah, so look, I would lean towards they play all their games in London.
Ugh.
Like, I don't like them.
You are what is wrong with America.
I might be. If you're telling me they're going somewhere else.
I thought this was America.
In the United States.
Isn't this America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
Put them in another market that matters, fine. But like Jacksonville?
No, they're really,
You're going to bat for Jacksonville.
I'm going to bat for London.
London's at least a real city.
Yeah, but not
Jacksonville.
My country,
I know it's not. Jacksonville? No, thanks. You can play all. They renamed the stadium Trevor Bank Stadium. That's how lame they are. I do kind of like the hot tub or pool or whatever they have going on. I kind of like that.
I was a history minor, not a history major, so maybe you can correct me on this. I'm pretty sure we fought a pretty significant war to get away from London, England.
Yeah, it's true.
And now we're just bringing our football right back there.
Yeah, but we're
that seems like
it's a power move.
Yeah,
Keith.
But we're giving them. Yeah, we're exactly. We're like, we'll let you play in
that's
our league.
That's what they want us to think.
It's like a Trojan horse.
That is them. That's
the
Queen
it.
Of France. And I would rather.
I would rather. I get to pick now. London
Kate
or Jacksonville?
Kate Middleton arranged this game.
Not any.
Oh, not bad. Kate Middleton all over this game.
Not any other market in the United States, because come talk to me about that. It's Jacksonville or London? London.
No.
That's what I would rather. London.
Across the pond?
Yeah, 9:30 every morning.
I hate it.
Every Sunday morning.
I hate it so much.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather have Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar or any other forward defenseman combo in the league?
Okay. I'll take McDavid and whatever. That's what I'll take.
I don't
care. McDavid and Nurse.
Who
am I taking there? I don't even know. But that's what
Broussard,
I'm taking.
Who do they have? They got a good defenseman though.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Irrelevant. And so look, that's a really good combo in Colorado, and the Bruins play there tonight, 9:30. But I will take. I will take that.
I'll take the Avs guys. McKinnon's awesome. McDavid's the best player in the league. I don't think it's like. Light years ahead of MacKinnon. I think MacKinnon's that good. And then Cale Makar is nasty. I think he's the best defenseman in the league. And then I also think McAvoy Pastrnak should be in the mix for
one of the
better.
It should be.
No. They're not on that level. They're not with Edmonton or Colorado. But I don't know if there's too many more better than that. I mean, if you have a guy that should score 50 goals and then another guy that. I guess, you know, our hang-up is more on McAvoy.
Yes,
like, is he truly a top five guy or not?
Pastrnak's holding up his end of the bargain. Yeah. It's McAvoy who's not.
No, I'll take the Avs guys. Although they're off to a very slow start. I think they've lost all three games they've played this year. Good time to get them.
Something's got to give.
Or is it? It's their wake-up game. Who knows? But there's the Avs.
What else, Billy?
Would you rather listen to Belichick on the Manning cast or Brady on the Fox broadcast?
I can't get into the Manning cast, so I guess by default it's Brady.
So
I
don't love a regular broadcast.
I don't love listening to exactly. It's just I'm not the Manning cast. This isn't for me. I don't like these alternate broadcasts.
Yep.
Whether it's the college football national championship game or whatever, I can't get into them.
All right,
you know, Major League Baseball has their nerdy broadcast. I would never even think of watching that.
3.333 repeating.
Right. It's like I don't need your launch angle talk.
St. Brown 1-on-1.
Yeah.
Easy pitch and catch.
Okay.
Come back right at the front pylon.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not telling you. Brady's good. He's not good.
No.
But at least it's a traditional broadcast. That's for me. And so I will watch a traditional broadcast.
Traditional broadcast?
Over
you want your teams
up.
In London?
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I want
that makes all the
in
sense.
In a real
world.
City?
Richeisen every single week.
Chris Rose.
No, you want Chris Myers in Jacksonville every week. That's what you want.
Chris Myers. No, I got Tom Brady and my guy, Kevin Burkhardt. Rex Burkhardt. I got him and Brady. So I will take Brady in this. And it's really not pro Brady as much as it is, you know how I feel. You spend your hard-earned money on a big-screen TV. I want to be able to see the game on the big-screen TV. I don't need the three, you know, Mystery Science Theater 3000 guys on the left side there from three different Zoom, meetings talking about the game, talking over the game. I'd rather have full screen.
You also, for being honest, hate the Mannings.
Hate the Mannings.
Yeah, that also
that might
help,
also the
I'm
lead.
Sure.
I hate the Mannings. And I think you're also getting a lot of... Like, is that really funny? Like, Bill saying he's undefeated with the Jets? Like, okay.
You didn't really...
Funny. I don't like the Mannings. A lot of people do like the Mannings. They find them charming. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Brady's not great. Like, we were joking about his...
The silence.
He doesn't say a word, and we're going to get into his deal with owning the Raiders and how it impacts his...
Maybe,
broadcast?
Maybe
Tom,
he,
you there?
Yeah,
Tom?
Maybe he was editing himself because he wanted to say something about the refs there, and he's just like, I can't. So
he's
that's
like,
why
hey,
you
guys,
get so much silence.
Read between the lines.
Really wanted to rip the refs in a 50-point blowout.
Yeah. When I don't say anything for 3-4 minutes at a time, just know I'm mad at the refs.
I'm editing myself.
They're like, whoa, crazy.
Yeah.
No, so I'll still take Brady. He's probably maybe a little better than he was week one. Everybody was all over him week one. He was horrible. He even said it afterwards. He's like, yeah, I got to be better than that. It's not great. It's not $30 million a year good by a long stretch.
But I would rather watch the Manning podcast.
Yeah.
Or Manning cast, rather. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Last one. Would you rather go hiking in flip-flops or swim in pants?
Swimming in pants seems like a nightmare. No, like, you ever swam?
You might drown.
Have you ever jumped into the water for some reason, or maybe you got pushed in and you're, like, fully clothed? It's a nightmare.
I probably
have. It gets so heavy. Like, you're like, even, like, a shirt?
Yeah.
Are you a shirt at the pool guy?
I should be.
Jones like, that's the only way I swim.
I don't love the pool, but yeah, I should be a shirt in the pool guy. No, I'm not. But have I ever been shoved in the pool with full pants on? I'm not sure.
No, it stinks.
I've been shoved in a pool certainly in like a bathing suit. I don't know.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just like
you drag you down,
sink to the ground.
Yeah,
it's a nightmare. But we're bringing this up because yesterday we were talking about that story with all the Instagram people going out to these hiking trails and flip flops and then calling for emergency help.
Mm-hmm.
Because that I don't think is great. I think if you're just walking straight in flip-flops, you could do it. It'd be better than the swimming. If you get into any kind of, like, rocky terrain, out on that. Because you're jamming your toe.
So you're swimming, lose a flip-flop,
you're swimming in pants?
Screwed.
I'd rather swim in pants than any kind of, like, rocky terrain. Because I feel like that is a sprained ankle or maybe, like, a real stubbed toe.
Yeah. You don't want
stubbing
that.
Stubbing your toe is the pits.
Split that toenail or something?
Oh,
you don't
want
that. Yeah.
You can't really do much for a broken toe.
No.
You just got to let that thing heal.
Got to let it heal.
Takes forever. They don't heal right.
So I have a personal stake in this because I brought this up. I'm like, I think I could easily hike in flip-flops. I certainly, to the point where I wouldn't be calling New Hampshire Fish and Game.
That's good.
I'm going with the hiking in flip-flops.
Yeah, you'd rather do that.
Yeah. I do most things in the summer in flip-flops.
Nah, I go pants.
I think I could run a 40 in flip-flops. You know, like,
you run a flip-flop 40?
I think I could do a flip-flop 40.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Maybe that's our thing.
Do something.
Men's combine, the flip-flop 40?
The flip-flop 40.
I don't even have flip-flops.
I certainly couldn't swim fast with pants on, I can tell you that.
No. Oh, I probably could.
All right, well, then.
I'm a pretty excellent swimmer.
That's yours. I'll run the 40 flip-flops. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll do a 100-meter in the pool. You're going to find an Olympic-sized
pool.
You
do the turn at the end, the pants just fly off. You're like,
yeah. There he goes. Well, he's a lot quicker on the way back.
You're Kevin McCann.
He lost his pants.
Kevin McAllister working on his cannonballs Home Alone 2.
I could do that.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, there's a couple of social media things we could push out there.
All right.
I think I could hike in flip-flops. I said it yesterday. I'll say it again today.
I like the idea of the 40-yard flip-flop.
Yeah.
What's even a good score on that? I don't know.
I don't know. I want to do it on grass, though. I don't want to do it in the parking lot.
You don't want to do it? No.
Yeah, let me do it just in case turf. Just in case.
Maybe a turf around
here. He'll hike in flip-flops. He won't walk on the... On the real ground.
Well, I don't want to sprint on, you know, asphalt out there just in case I catch a flip-flop.
When was the last time you even sprinted?
Oh, all the time.
What?
All the time.
Where do you sprint?
I'll sprint.
Sprint?
I do, yeah.
Like full speed?
Yeah, I'm mixing some sprints on my run, yeah.
I don't think I've been full speed in 20 years. full tilt? Like, there's no reason. I got nobody chasing me.
I'll tell you, how fast are your kids?
Oh, fast.
So I'm saying.
It's gotten to the point now where it's like a light jog and like they catch right up to you. And
no,
you're like, wait,
I'm like,
like,
man,
slow down.
I'm not even saying my kid's like fast versus great or anything, but it's just like
no, but just,
a
you're
6-year old. I'm like, man, they're faster than you would think.
Correct.
So like sometimes I'd be like, Dad,
little
let's race
strides,
to the car. Yeah, I got
a lot of them.
I need an extra gear.
Yeah.
Oh, let's race to the car, Dad. I'm like, okay, I'll be able to beat you easily. No, I need that extra gear.
So I went online to see if there's a world record for flip flop 40s.
What is it?
Gotta be.
Everything that's coming up is the Chris Jones video from the combine.
Oh my God. He was not wearing flip flops.
Yeah, well, you can.
His pants did fall off though, like that swimming thing we're talking about.
Oh, it's a Venn diagram. It's perfect. Yeah, you can duck duck go that on a work computer, I think.
Yeah.
Magnum Dong.
I have it bookmarked.
I figured somebody would have like a record or there's a million
that's
world
gotta
records.
That's got to be. I mean, there are a lot of Guinness World Records.
But go ahead. Google flip flop 40-yard dash and you tell
see
me the first
up.
Video that pops
yep.
up.
Then make sure your boss isn't
you
around.
Know what? You might have to change flip flop to sandals.
Yeah.
You might have to
sandal
do that.
Sandal 40. How about that?
40 yards.
What's the world record?
Yep.
And could I do it?
That time, Chris Jones. I can't even read it.
Literally the first thing that pops up.
Yeah, to me, they're all Chris Jones.
Yeah. Wow.
What a Hall of Famer, Chris Jones.
Look,
he really burst onto the scene that day.
There was a lot that burst out. That's true. It's you know, I mean, next time that happens in the combine, I'm going to tell you the guy's probably a player.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Based on just these events alone.
I mean, look, happened with Chris Jones. Guy's an absolute monster. And so you know, you do that. You see that happen again. Next thing you know, that's a guy you got to get on the combine.
I agree.
Little floppage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There you go. That's Would You Rather on a Wednesday. Each and every week here on Jones and Keith. We talked a lot indirectly about Tom Brady and the ownership stake in the Vegas Raiders. Why is he going to Vegas? And did the Patriots contact him? Would he have picked up the phone if the Patriots did? We have some thoughts on that. We'll circle back to some thoughts from the Greg Hill Show this morning. It's misleading, and we do it. It's misleading here on Jones and Keith. We do it every day here on WEEI. I want to let you know there is an update to the Christian Barmore story. He tweeted early this morning an incident in Providence accusing the police of racism. We have the police report and some of the details on Christian Barmore. So we'll get to that coming up. Drake May scheduled to speak shortly. If he says anything, we'll react there. Jerod Mayo already said earlier today there's going to be changes to the lineup and referenced some of the issues they've had with penalties the last few weeks. Feels like a week too late to get to that, but I guess better late than never. So all that's on tap here on Jones and Keefe. I heard Chris Curtis this morning on the Greg Hill Show discussing Tom Brady, now officially a minority owner of the Vegas Raiders. He put out a statement yesterday. We can get to that coming up. But, well, I guess number one, how do you feel about Brady being an owner in the league and being an owner even in a 5% stake of an organization that is not the New England Patriots, Keith?
So the whole idea of teams having multiple owners is obviously, you know, I would say over the last several years is more the norm. Like growing up, didn't it feel like there was that person own maybe the family, but like that family or that one person owns the team? And, you know, it's funny with the Celtics situation coming out where, you know, Wick was sort of like the face of the ownership, didn't really own the team, his dad did, but then sort of a bunch of other people too. And it's just like, it's more and more the norm. I don't know why some of these guys would really want to do it, to be honest, like as an aside.
It makes money.
Yeah, I guess. A lot of things make money, but it's like
but they like print money. If you can buy in football in 10 years, your money's going to increase, I don't know, 2, 3, 5x, 10x, right. Like, I don't know, yeah.
So I guess that's the reason. I did think, like, you know, why not the Patriots? Like, why wouldn't it be the Patriots? And it's funny to me to look back and hear Robert Kraft say things like Tom Brady's a Patriot for life, and it's like he went to the Bucs, won a Super Bowl with the Bucs, now he owns the Raiders. So I don't know if he's a Patriot for life. Like right now, Brady is a Raider fan. Like the team that he has the most interest in and wants to win more than anybody else is the Raiders. If the Raiders played the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, Tom Brady would be rooting for the Raiders.
He's in the owner's box, spinning the towel or whatever, rooting for the Raiders, not for the Patriots.
Or he's broadcasting the game, not talking about the refs.
Well,
or he's broadcasting the game and saying nothing like he always does. But yeah, because Mark Davis, he's one of the owners that doesn't have like this huge cash flow, right? Mm-hmm. So like looking for investors, like, okay, so be it. This rumor had been out there for a while, right? There have been talks about this for a while.
Yeah, it was officially approved by the owners yesterday. So Brady claims unanimously. Florio said sometimes they take multiple rounds of votes just to make it look like it was unanimous. Yeah.
It's odd. Like, it's odd.
But he got approved by the owners yesterday.
It's odd, but it's also not unprecedented. Like, Michael Jordan doesn't own the Bulls. Michael Jordan part owned the Wizards and then the Hornets, you know? And you're like, all right. And they're the two closest you can compare. The greatest basketball player, the greatest NFL player. And now, after their careers are over, what do they want to do? I don't think either would be good coaches. They probably know that as well. So what else can they do? Well, they have, you know, money beyond what a lot of great players would have, so they want to get an ownership. Great. But it doesn't mean there's going to be, like, this huge impact. Like, I don't look at Tom Brady and be like, oh, the Raiders are going to be good now. Like, I don't look at it that way. But I do think it is kind of strange. Like, was there not an opportunity here?
Okay, well, what do you think? Do you think
I think Kraft, there was not an opportunity here.
You know, I don't think Kraft reached out. And Greg brought this up today. Greg's like, well, it's out there that he could – all these owners – to increase the value of their organizations, which is all they care about. It's all they care about. Yeah, yeah. They care about increasing the value on Forbes. And number one, it's like bragging rights with each other. Oh, I'm the second most valuable franchise. Oh, I'm just the sixth most valuable franchise. Mm-hmm. So it's bragging rights, but it's also like their literal bottom line. So all they care about is increasing the valuation of their franchise. Roger Goodell, he claimed they were going to get to $25 billion a year in money made for these owners, right? In terms of profit each year. And so that's all they care about. All they care about. So he's going to do another round and maybe sell 5%, maybe 10% of the team. Is Brady the guy with the deepest pockets you can sell to? Probably not. And so my guess is Kraft never called. And if he did, would Brady be interested in owning 5% of the Patriots versus the Raiders? I have no idea.
I would think so.
I would think so too, but I honestly don't know.
I feel like he, at this point in his life, gets along fine with Kraft and probably even with Bill. I think there was a time where he didn't with either one. And I don't think Brady's a hold grudges type of guy. With those, like, I think now that the season is over, he is in a sense that, you know, the Brady six or whatever and all that crap. But I think now we've seen him interact with both of those guys, whether it be like podcasts, the roast, the Brady night. Like, I think the Brady night thing was really important to him. So, but does he want to come back and be a minority owner with the Patriots and have zero say and just be sort of like shot when the Patriots score a touchdown, they show the owner's box and there's Tom Brady. Hey, there's this feeling. Like, he's a part of this now. But does maybe Brady want a little bit more of a say? Because that is one thing that Mark Davis did sort of lead to, right? He was like, he wants Brady to like teach his quarterbacks how to throw. Like, he had some funny line about like he's going to help pick the quarterback or the coach or whatever. Like, I think he's going to be have a little bit more, not that it's going to be a success or not, but he's going to have a little bit more control there, and maybe the Krafts didn't want to offer him that here.
Yeah, I bet they didn't, and maybe they didn't want to be upstaged. That was Wiggy's point. I just don't think they want to, at this point in time, give out a fraction of their organization to somebody like Brady. They're going to save up for somebody with deeper pockets, I think, because that's going to increase the value of their franchise more. Never mind, Keith, all the restrictions on broadcast, and we've talked about this in the past. He can't be at another team's facility. He can't be a witness to practice. He's not permitted to production meetings. He's prohibited from criticizing officials, subject to the NFL's gambling policy. Like, all these things. He shouldn't be allowed to do both. Like, Fox should not allow him to do... Fox should tell him...
Yeah, you gotta get out of there.
It's one or the other. All he's obviously choosing the Raiders, and Fox should, I think, move on. I mean, Brady's gonna try to do both. Fox should say, you can't.
Broadcast, and I know they
usually... Especially because he's bad at it.
He's bad at it, so that could be their out. That should be their out, and they could be like, all right, this is great. But, like, the refs thing, like, he can't be critical of the refs.
No.
Is
maybe
insane.
Maybe that's why, again, there's lots of silence.
I know. There is a lot of silence.
Maybe that's why.
Well, and I know, for the most part, I'm sure the league doesn't love it when their broadcasters rip the refs anyway, but that's usually a sign of a commentator that's pretty comfortable in their job, where they're like, all right, I'm not worried about this backlash.
Yeah, Aikman
like,
the other
like
night.
Troy Aikman. Yeah. Troy Aikman will do that. Not all of them do, but if you know for a fact that it's off the table, like, that's insane. And then even some of those like little tidbits, like, that's part of doing that job is going to practice. Was it Trent Green? No, or is it Vilma? One of those guys. No, Sanchez. It was Mark Sanchez 2 weeks ago. Remember where he was like, Yeah, like I was at Patriots practice on Friday. Like,
here's
what a mess.
They did. Yeah,
no, he was like, what a mess. He was like, it was horrible. And like, I don't know, like a little something extra to add to the broadcast rather than like, yep, looks like it's one-on-one here on the corner and yep, you can't cover pitch and catch.
Right.
Like that's all you're doing for $30 million.
So should he be allowed to do both? Would you want him here with the Patriots? Do you think Robert Kraft called? 617-779-7937. We'll get to your thoughts. That's misleading. We'll also get to an update on Christian Barmore. Again, he accuses Providence Police of racism. The officers call him belligerent, and more details there. Just another headache for the Patriots that we'll update. We'll react to Drake May as well, speaking now. If he's got anything, we'll be sure to turn that around here on Jones and Keefe. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.